Why do you listen to Steve Gruber? That's easy. So you can outsmart your friends the next time you argue. Here's Gruber.
All righty. Good to have you here. By the way, drop us a line, stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Lots of good stuff there for you. You can get all the latest updates on what's happening with the fallout from the Mueller investigation. Nuzzlegate, of course, with Joe Biden. The Nuzzler of Batman fame. And as promised, I want to share something here with you from Rachel Maddow, who's in full-on panic now. You know, MSNBC and CNN have seen their ratings just tank since the Mueller report came out, and they don't seem to be coming back. Rachel Maddow was on top there for a while. She had garnered this following, you know, spreading the joyous conversation of Trump was going to get destroyed by the Mueller report, and they're going to find collusion and obstruction of justice, and his children would be arrested, and Trump would be let off in chains all the way to prison, and the people could rejoice, except that none of that happened, and in fact, they were dead wrong. But now, it's this whole focus on this arbitrary deadline that was set for April 2nd, and if they don't comply with these demands from these Democrats that have no basis in law, then there's going to be trouble, and we're going to storm the castle. Bite number 7, a hysterical Rachel Maddow. Bite 7.
If William Barr does not meet the deadline set by Congress to hand over that unredacted report by tomorrow, and if he is subpoenaed for it on Wednesday, and if the subpoena on Wednesday also doesn't compel him to turn over the report to Congress, then on Thursday, we can report tonight that a group called the Trump is Not Above the Law Coalition, they're planning over 175 protests all over the country on Thursday.
Protest.
In response.
Yeah.
This is a coalition group that has a lot of big name members. Its component organizations include groups like Move On and Indivisible and People for the American Way and a whole bunch of other groups.
Uh-huh.
And this coalition planned actions like this in advance, basically on
years spec, in advance, in
saying
fact.
That they would be these demonstrations would be triggered if steps were taken by the Trump administration to go after the Mueller investigation.
Cue the mob.
Group formed in advance and made this plan in advance.
Ah, yeah,
to try
years,
to plan
like
public demonstrations and public response
and tear down
to protect
America.
Mueller and his investigation
tear
in
down
anticipation
America.
That the Trump administration would take steps to block it or would try to keep Mueller's findings secret.
Uh-huh.
Again, 10 days into the Mueller report having been submitted but not yet been released, that coalition confirms to us tonight that unless the Mueller report is out by Thursday, those folks are going to be out in the streets that day. In response,
I can confirm to you today that the mob will be out in force, and it's going to happen tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. The mob will be out in force for a variety of perceived slights that don't actually exist. They'll be out to demand changes to the Constitution that they've never read. They'll be out to tear down America, a country they don't understand. And they will promote ideologies that they are not familiar with just because they sound cute on paper. I can guarantee you all of those things are going to happen. I am a seer. No, I'm just a guy watching what's happening and saying, that's pretty easy to figure out. Let me see. The left is going to find victims to complain about, and this hysteria will continue. As long as Trump is in office, the hysteria from Rachel Maddow and her ilk will continue. The mob rules, and the mob will be fueled by George Soros and MoveOn.org and People for the American Way and other such radical far-leftist organizations. That will continue, and they will continue to be funded by radical billionaires. All true. I can tell you that people like Michael Bloomberg will continue to fuel anti-Second Amendment efforts and organizations with millions and millions of dollars. The Tom Steyer of California will continue to channel millions and millions of dollars into global warming initiatives, even though they're proven to be wrong and that what he's doing is ineffective and a waste of resources. They'll continue. I can predict all of these things. Pretty easy to do because it's going to happen because the leftists, they thrive on chaos. You're all going to die. The message from the Democrat Party is you're all going to die, unless you vote for us, at which point you're going to die slower because the Republicans still exist until we smash every one of them and destroy them and throw them in jail and shut them down and don't let them speak. And speaking of that, I want to share something with you that is truly frightening. It's bite number two. I want you to hear this from Christiane Amanpour from CNN, one of the most famous news anchors in the world, works for 60 Minutes, CNN. She actually suggested that we shut down the freedom of speech in America because it might be dangerous to have people speak their minds and tell the truth and have a political opinion different than your own. Bite number two, you have to hear this. With James Comey, Christiane Amanpour talking to James Comey.
Lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech? Should that have been allowed?
That's not a role for government to play. The beauty of this country is people can say what they want, even if it's misleading and it's demagoguery.
It's incredible. It's incredible that James Comey actually got the answer right. First time in a long time James Comey got anything right. But Christiane Amanpour, well, it's dangerous, isn't it, saying lock her up? Shouldn't we shut down that kind of speech? Shouldn't we have the federales storm the Trump gatherings and shut them down? Isn't that what we should have done? We'll take our jackbooted thugs. We'll beat them into the ground. I mean, come on. This is an alleged journalist, maybe the most overrated alleged journalist working today, Christiane Amanpour, who works for 60 Minutes and CNN, suggesting that Trump rallies be shut down because they don't like what's being said there. We don't like what's being said there, so therefore we'll say you cannot say it. If you don't think the First Amendment of the United States Constitution and the Second Amendment and frankly the Fourth, Fifth, and others are under attack every day, you're not paying attention. And if you haven't gotten yourself onto a watch list, you're not working hard enough. It's 52 after Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.